I want to tell you about Strega Nona, who had lived in the same little village with its narrow little streets for her whole life. And over the years, she had become very well-loved and well-respected by all the people. They saw her as someone wise and trustworthy. So anytime they had problems or ailments, they would go ask her for help. She was kind of like the nurse and the counselor of the whole village, all rolled into one. And in order that she could get all of her work done, she had two assistants. And one assistant was named Bambalona, and the other one was named Big Anthony. Now, the time I'm thinking of, Strega Nona was dreaming. It was nighttime, and she was in bed, and she was dreaming that she had become a little girl again. And she was at the seashore with her grandmother, at her grandmother's little cottage by the sea. And they were spending their time walking along the ocean, collecting shells, picking flowers, going fishing, swimming in the ocean waves, digging up clams that they could cook for their dinner, watching the sunset, and enjoying the ocean breezes. And in her dream, Strega Nona heard her grandmother calling to her. "Come, Nonalina, come," said her grandmother's voice. When Strega Nona woke up the next morning, she felt puzzled about why she had had this dream. So all day long, while people were coming to her for help for their headache or help with their toothache, Strega Nona was thinking about the dream. And the people in the village noticed that she was really distracted. "Maybe Strega Nona needs a vacation," they whispered to one another. And Bambalona said to Big Anthony, "I think Strega Nona has something on her mind." Big Anthony said, "I think you're right, because I saw her almost give the wrong remedy to Mr. Mayor for his headache, and I've never seen her do anything like that before." Strega Nona was looking out the window, thinking about her grandmother's voice and wondering how it was, since her grandmother had been in heaven now for so many years, that she was hearing that voice. That night, Strega Nona dreamed again, and this time she and her grandmother were sitting on a little bench having a conversation. And Grandma was saying, "You've been working hard for a long time now. It's time for you to take a rest. You've done a good job training Bambalona. She can give out the remedies while you're away, and Big Anthony can do the chores. He can water the garden, he can feed the animals, he can milk the goat, he can watch after the house. The beach cottage at the ocean is waiting for you," said Grandma. "Come, Nona, come." And so the next morning, when Strega Nona woke up, she had a big smile on her face. "I'm going to go on vacation," she said. And she gave Bambalona and Big Anthony their instructions, and she hugged them both, and she said goodbye, and she made her journey. And sure enough, she came to the cottage by the seashore, and there it was waiting for her. She opened the shutters and the door. She swept the floor. She dusted off the table, and she fell asleep to the sound of the waves. And then she spent the next few days walking by the ocean, collecting seashells, gathering flowers, going fishing, swimming in the water, digging up clams to make for her dinner, and watching the sunset. One day she went shopping and bought presents for Bambalona and Big Anthony, and she sent them a package so that they would get these gifts and know that Strega Nona was thinking of them. Well, the day that the package came with the gifts, Big Anthony was out milking the goat, and Bambalona couldn't wait to open the package. So she opened the presents, and she saw that Strega Nona had sent candy for Big Anthony and bubble bath for her. She wanted the candy. And so she switched the tags real quick. And when Big Anthony came in, he said, "Bambalona, what's bubble bath?" "Oh, you'll like it," said Bambalona, chewing on the candy. "You put some in your bath water, and it makes bubbles. It'll be nice." So that evening, as Big Anthony was filling the tub with water, he put a little of the bubble bath in the water. Pretty soon, a few bubbles appeared. So then he poured a little more bubble bath, and pretty soon there were a few more bubbles. And he decided he really liked those bubbles. They were shiny and sparkly, and they sort of tickled his nose, and they made him laugh. So he dumped the whole bottle of bubble bath into the water. And suddenly, there were a whole lot of bubbles. And then there was even more bubbles, and Big Anthony couldn't see to turn the water off. And before he knew it, he was floating through the streets of the city on this big cloud of bubbles. "What's going on here?" shouted the mayor as Big Anthony sailed by on the bubbles. Well, by the time...
The only way to save her is pop some of the bubbles.
Pop the bubbles. Well, maybe that's what they did, because by the time Strega Nona got home, Mr. Mayor had decided it hadn't been such a bad disaster after all. He said, "The village got a good cleaning while you were gone, Strega Nona." "Well, even so," said Strega Nona, "it's not good for the wrong presents to fall into the wrong hands." "I'm sorry," said Bambalona. "Me too," said Anthony. "Well," said the mayor, "I guess you'll never be able to take a vacation again, Strega Nona." Oh, yes, I will, said Streganona. Next time I'll just take Bambalona and Big Anthony with me. And she went back to work, helping the people of the village to stay healthy and in good spirits. So let's join him now and say our prayer. Dear God, we thank you for these days of summer when we can walk by the seashore and swim in the waves and rest in your love and bask in the glory of your creation. And when the time comes for us to go back to school, back to work, we trust, Lord, that you're going to send us back with new energy and new joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.